Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, bow, bow. Bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump. What? Ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
All right, everybody, get your heads right.
Balls in one strike.
Oh,
big right-hander ready.
Totally effed that up, Paulie.
Swing and a ground ball to shortstop.
That's my fault.
Kim has it. Friendly
right.
Hop.
Yep.
Throw to first.
No.
That is
Got
a no-hitter.
No-hitter.
And that is history. Joe Musgrove with the first no-hitter in Padre history. April 9th, 2021 at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. The kid comes home and he gets it done.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable weekend to be a San Diego Padres fan. Sorry, I jumped the gun there. I was very excited to get going on the air this morning, Paulie.
It's okay.
Staring down the barrel of 4 hours, but man, talk about having plenty to talk about on a Monday. Mondays are always a fun show here on Ben and Woods. Fired up to be here. I am Woodsy. My co-host, Benjamin Higgins, will be along shortly. Paul Reindl is our executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Oh, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Super. How was the weekend? I saw you Saturday, so.
Yeah, and yeah, it makes it seem like a bit of a shorter weekend, but that was a no-brainer coming in on a Saturday.
No doubt.
It was good. Really didn't do a whole lot. had tickets to a comedy show on Friday night, and we didn't go.
Good for you guys, because that would have sucked.
Yeah.
To be sitting in there watching some guy, you know, oh, my wife. I'd take my wife, please.
I just flew into town. Boy, my arm's tired.
Just some guy doing bits, and you glance at your phone, and there's just update after update after update.
So it's funny. We actually did see him. So I don't really know the guy that well, but Megan's been following him for a while. He's got a podcast, all that. So she wanted to go. I was like, yeah, down. That sounds like fun. Always want to expand my horizons when it comes to comedy. So we're walking around La Jolla, just hanging out, and then we park right near the venue, and all of a sudden I get the notification. Joe Musgrove has a no-hitter through six.
You're like, screw this.
All right. And we had about a half an hour till the show started. I'm like, look, I mean, he'll give up a hit probably in the next inning or whatever, and then we can go in. Obviously, it didn't happen. It was like 8:30. The show had been going for an hour by the time the game ended, and we were just like, hey, we're both fine with this. We're okay with this. We don't want to move. So we watched the game on my phone in my car. But as we're watching the game, dude walks by our car to, like, go to the venue.
The comic.
Comedian. She goes, oh, my God, that's him. I'm like, you want to go say hi? She's like, no, I'm too nervous. I'm like, all right, well, hey, we did see him tonight.
So you did see him.
Yeah.
So what... If you don't mind my asking, what did you pay for those tickets?
It was about $60.
So about $60. Yeah. Now, if I had come to you on Friday afternoon and said, hey, Paulie, I made a deal with the devil. Give me $60 and Joe Musgrove throws a no-hitter tonight. Every single person in this town would have said, done. Done.
Here's $120.
Here's $120. Just to make sure it happens, 100%. So, yeah, definitely worth, you know, $60 to sit in your car and watch that game. That was a blast. I had such a great time coming in, talking to everybody on Saturday, too. It was such a no-brainer. I mean, it was just so fun. And when things like that happen, you know, you can expect your boys to come up here. Talk about a labor of love. Doing a 10 a.m. to noon show, that was very, very easy, very fun. The phone lines were packed the entire morning, and it was just a blast. It was so much fun to do that. And I actually had... surprisingly, a very peaceful and calm, for the most part, weekend. And, I, you know, for the most part, you take what you get when you got little kids. But, dude, pretty kids were really good. The wife and I just had, we had a great weekend. We had a great weekend. Everybody was in a pretty good mood. So that was nice. It was really nice. And then, you know, throw in a Padres sweep and a no-hitter. Dude, I mean, it's hard to get much better than that, okay, if you're me. And should have a great week this week. Got the Pittsburgh Pirates going to be hopefully beating up on those guys, getting the offense ready. It's also Dodgers week.
Just get right for Friday.
Just get right for Friday, man. Do what you got to do.
If that takes splitting the series even just to get yourselves right for the weekend,
it's an interesting. It's an interesting proposal. Because I don't want to lose more. Is it four games against the Pirates?
Four game series.
You know, that's a team you got to beat 3 out of 4, in my opinion. And we can talk about it when Ben gets in here. Actually got some ideas on maybe how to set up the pitching rotation for this week. Because as it stands now, you know, you have your fifth starter, whoever that may be, going on Friday against the Dodgers. I don't want to start down. You know, I don't want to lose the first game at home against the Dodgers this year. So there may be some things that the Padres can do. And we'll see. I mean, Dave Roberts has already, you know, he's already announced his starting rotation because it's not a rivalry. And he happens to be running out his top three pitchers because it's not a rivalry. He also said, do with that what you will because it's not a rivalry. So it's definitely not a rivalry at all. Let's make it a rivalry by kicking the ever-loving out of them this weekend. You know, let's make it a rivalry. Let's punch them right in their mouth.
Sign me up.
You know, so we'll talk about it. I want to see what Ben thinks because you can't. Look, man, I'm sorry. You can't run out whoever your fifth starter is because we still don't know with Morihone going down yesterday. We're going to get into all of this and more when Ben gets in. But, yeah, man, it's going to be, as usual, a pretty heavy Padres show today because there's just a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. I do think it's important that we replay maybe some action that happened on Friday.
Yeah,
There's one member of the show that probably does not want us to replay it.
Look, we told him.
He happens not to be here. He's not here right now.
We told him on Saturday, if you don't want this to happen,
then be here at 5 a.m. And then you can control it, right? But if you're not, then that means I get to control it. It was something. If you missed it, if you missed our interview with Wayne Kirby on Friday, number one, it was so great to be able to have Wayne Kirby on. We've been wanting to talk to him forever. And we did. We finally got him. So we had Wayne Kirby on. Musgrove throws the no-hitter that night. It was unbelievable. It was just an unbelievable day. My co-host, though, I want to check in on his well-being because he did something.
Oh, man. It was like the end of a long week.
It was a long week. He got his ass kicked all week. And he did something. He did something that he always does, but then he did something that he never does. He never, ever does this.
This game is a tricky game. It's 26 people on the field, and all of them are good.
Last thing.
Any given,
No, keep going. I came in like a wrecking ball. Sorry, I jumped in. My bad.
At any good night, someone can lose.
Last thing, Wayne, before you go. I came in like a wrecking ball. I just want to ask you about May 29th last year during the pandemic. Baseball was stopped, but you had a health scare, having a heart attack, as it turned out.
Nah.
And no, not officially.
That wasn't me. That was Bobby.
Oh, that was Bobby. I'm sorry. There you go.
Oh, my God.
That was Bobby.
What is happening?
Happening on the spread of your face?
First base, hey, third base. I'm glad you're okay, then.
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't you know I drink grape juice?
Grape juice, good.
Alcohol kill all germs.
I mean,
I had to get a Tums for that.
It hurts to listen back.
It hurts to listen back. I bet he is dying right now in his car.
I bet as soon as he transitioned into that, he's just like, oh, my God.
I bet he turned the channel. I bet he's not listening.
Everybody's doing like 95 right now. It's just...
Well, and here's the thing. We've all done it. I mean, I've done it. I did it. I remembered. So I felt really bad for him. Because, dude, again, he got his ass kicked last week. I mean, he was working. He always does. He works his balls off and, you know, does his thing. He will wrecking ball you, though. He wrecking balls me. He wrecking balls you. He wrecking balls guests. I don't know what it is. Now, I have things that I do that I think are not good. I ask really long-winded questions sometimes. Ben has actually chided me on that before. Hey, just get to the point of the question. I'm like, why don't you sit down, Peter Jennings, over there?
I can assure you I'll get more direct answers than AJ probably will.
Trust me, I'm the sidekick too.
AJ has given a direct on-record answer in 5 years, but that's fine.
100%.
AJ is someone who has covered this.
I came in like the rainbow.
So Ben will, he's got to get his question out. He's got to.
I'm not a columnist, and that's not what I do. I mean, the
all right, Marley, as long as we're on the difficult and sensitive subjects. I came in like a
wrecking ball. Do you have a wrecking ball file?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Well, so the I don't know what the wrecking ball thing is. I don't know. I've got to get it out. I ask long-winded questions. You can start pulling those, Paulie, if you want, you know, be listening for it from now on. I never just get right to the point. I dance around. I set it up. I, you know, just ask the question. Sometimes, though, you like to go with the flow of the interview, right? And you just, then you're kind of coming up with stuff on the fly. It happens. So nobody's perfect. But the question when he confused Bobby Dickerson and Wayne Kirby was the one that I know he wanted. The wrecking ball stuff is fine. He does it all the time. The one where he asked the wrong question, I know he wanted to die. I know he did because I've done it. It's the most mortifying feeling. You feel like you're nude walking the schools of your high school. Really. You really, really do. Your mom might as well throw you out of the car and you have to walk into the full cafeteria naked on the first day of school. That's how you feel. I did it. I remember. So I tweeted after it happened because you could see it in his eyes, like, just kill me. Just kill me. Take me out of my misery. So I told him after the show, I said, don't worry about it. We'll talk about it Monday. Just don't think about it this weekend. He goes, I'll be over it in a little bit. I said, okay. So I tweeted.
So we can bring it back on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, we have to. Because, you know, listen, people might not have heard it. It was late in the show. I said, my partner, Ben Higgins, is the most knowledgeable and prepared human alive. He works 18-hour days to provide San Diego the very best sports coverage. Go gentle on him. Refrain from kicking him in the nuts. Too bad. I'll take care of that Monday morning at 5 a.m. And then I remembered, as I got in my car, the time that I did it. You know Christine Leahy?
Yeah.
She had just left Colin Cowherd's show. And she was at the Super Bowl. And she sat down in front of me. Now, she is a beautiful, beautiful woman. And very, very talented, sat down in front of me, and I asked her about her quote-unquote new show and asked her when it was starting. It had been on for a year. She's like, oh, no, my show's been on for a year. I'm like,
remember that? Oh, yeah.
And to do it in person to Christine Leahy, I don't know. I submit to you that that may be worse, right?
In person? Looking them in
I'm
the
looking
face.
At her. And she is just...
You might as well been... So, your time on the Jim Rome show
right.
was really great. It was really terrific stuff.
What was it like working with Dan Cilio? You know? What was that like? Well, I never did. I worked with Colin Cowherd. So, holy cow. Ben will come in. It's basically a long air check session this morning for Ben, and that sucks for him. But we've all been... You know, we all take our turns in the rotation. But, man, that was... See, Padres Obsessed West says we're being really mean to Ben Higgins. He's the best in the business. Everybody makes mistakes. I literally just said he's the best in the business. He works his ass off. He's the best. I said that. And he's here. Oh, he was hauling out. Look at him. He's running. He's ran in here.
Good news, Ben. We're just about to play that clip. So
yeah, yeah. It's, you know, on Masters. Masters. Xander Schauffele, Masters Golf, Joe Musgrove.
Oh my God.
Hi, good morning.
How's it going?
I'm good.
Did you like hearing that again?
I didn't hear it. Again.
You didn't hear it?
I was, you were starting as I was getting off the freeway, and I never do this, but I actually turned down the volume. I hate making mistakes. You know what? And I don't mean flubs. Those are funny.
Flubs are funny.
Mispronunciations. That happens. I get tired. I get it. But actual, like, factual mistakes. I pride myself on my preparation and knowledge. And when I make one, it really eats at me. It bothered me.
It killed me.
All weekend.
It killed me, too. When I did it to Christine Leahy, I walked back to my room. I was like, dude, you know how you combat that? Don't be an idiot. Like, I was so mad at myself. I was so embarrassed. Luckily for me, I don't think anybody was listening at that time because people were kind of over the Super Bowl interviews and things like that. But, oh, my God, it was terrible.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't even remember you what don't you remember said that? Or oh, what happened. God. You know, I'm sure I will remember my mistake forever and ever and ever. But I felt when you started talking about it, I felt like it's a hitter. You don't go back and look at a bunch of at-bats where you struck out.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is going to help me. Let's look at all the mistakes I made. I didn't want to hear it again. I didn't think it would serve me well or put me in the right frame of mind. So I actually never do this, but as I was getting off the freeway, I just turned
now,
the volume down.
You did a quick Google on it.
I did, because I know in my mind I always get those two mixed up. It's just a thing because I've never met them either in person because of COVID.
You've seen them.
And I've seen them, but I don't, I switch the names oftentimes in my mind.
Kirby and Dickerson.
Well, I don't know why. Just
Wayne,
first and third.
Bobby.
And I quickly Googled Wayne Kirby heart attack just to make sure I got it right. And the first thing that popped up was a story about
a heart attack.
It was Bobby Dickerson's heart attack,
Kirby,
of course.
Wayne Kirby sent his condolences
but,
to his
but colleague. Wayne Kirby was like,
Bobby Dickerson,
yeah, he was
attack.
In all the stories. And I go, okay, yeah, okay, I got that right. I'm good.
It's a really panicked. I've had in my, you know, when I did music interviews too. I mean, again, one of my favorite bands of all time. I had the worst interview ever with the Pixies, and I never forgot it. I still beat myself up about it. It was like 7 years ago. And it's just an awful, awful feeling. Awful, awful feeling. But look, you know, again, no one in this town works harder than you. No one. So don't worry about it. It was a Friday. It was the last question of the week. And then the worst part was we get done with it. We go right into flubs of the flubs. And Ben's just like, it was like having him on like a torture rack. You were just on a rack. And Ben, or Paul and I are standing behind you, just whipping you. Just whack, whack. But, you
know. It's good for your back, so
yeah, yeah.
It's fun. It's whatever.
One of the things on this show is we like to, if we screw up, we'll tell you. You don't have to tell us, because we'll tell you. I'm glad you're here, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys want to do next? Do we want to do open phones? We want to do something else? How we want to roll?
Yeah, let's
look at the rundown.
Let's look at a recap of Friday's no-hitter. How about we start there?
Okay, let's do it.
We've got so much to get through this weekend. That we took all the phone calls on Saturday.
We really
need to call. If you're desperate, you want to hang on for a while when we get to you to talk to us. I don't know why you would be.
Guys, I need to talk to you.
But let's start going through the games of the weekend because there's so much to get to. Great play-by-play from Jesse. Sound from Joe. Of course, we got to talk to Joe. We'll get to that later in the show as well. And we'll just put that. This bad episode.
Yeah, put her to bed.
Put it to bed.
Well,
there.
Until next time. All right, welcome in. Let's talk some no-hitter next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Here's traffic.